Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Gardaí confirm a man in his 30s who'd been missing from West Donegal since Monday has been located. A husband and wife who died after a hit and run in Dublin have been named locally. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council says significant advances will be made in the provision of social housing next year, but Councillor Niamh Kennedy says resolving the defective concrete blocks crisis must be the council's number one priority. And we'll also hear from the Cathaoirleach and Mayor of Letterkenny Municipal District, who says there's lots to be optimistic about, particularly in terms of transport. He believes a new bus service could be crucial. Late Rushing is here with sport. We'll also have farming news and views with Chris Ashmore. And as it's a Friday beg, Anuach going le Chulam Ferreter. We begin, though, with confirmation from Gardaí earlier this afternoon that a man in his 30s who'd been missing from his home in West Donegal since Monday has been located. We understand he was located in a county on the East Coast. A husband and wife who died after a hit and run in Dublin have been named locally. Anthony Hogg, who was 40, and Georgina Hogg Moore, who was 39, were among four people struck by a car in Blanchardstown. With more, here's Tom Douglas.
The emergency services were called to this crash involving a car and four pedestrians at about 5:45 p.m. yesterday. The driver of the car failed to remain at the scene. Georgina Hogg Moore was pronounced dead at the scene. Her husband, Anthony, was taken to Connolly Hospital with serious injuries. He passed away during the night. A man in his 40s was arrested yesterday evening and is being held at a Garda station in Dublin. He can be questioned for up to 24 hours before he must be released or charged. Garda forensic investigators have completed their technical examination and the road has since reopened. Investigators at Blanchardstown station are appealing for information or camera footage connected to the crash.
The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council believes significant advances will be made in the provision of social housing in 2025. Councillor Niamh Kennedy says the series of special meetings that began earlier this year is bringing a new focus, and that's highly important. However, she says it's clear that progress in addressing the defective blocks crisis must be the council's top priority for the next 12 months.
I think that we are moving, albeit slowly, but we're going in the right direction when it comes to the housing. The defective blocks obviously is going to remain the top issue and the most serious crisis that we have in this county going forward. And every day we see more and more people coming forward with the defective blocks. This is obviously the crisis that we're facing. And again, after two elections and four candidates being elected through the Redress Party plus a TD in the Dáil, shows just how important that this issue is to the entire county and what it is that we need to do going forward to help with the transition of these families, to get them rehomed, rehoused in safe, secure accommodation, and that they never have to go through this again.
One of the decisions that's been taken by the new council, of which you're Cathaoirleach, is that the defective block redress committee that exists on Donegal County Council is to be expanded with more provision for interested parties to attend and make submissions. Is that going to make that committee more representative and ultimately more effective?
Well, you would certainly hope so, although sometimes I feel the larger a group, and sometimes things can get distracted. When you've got a very good focused group, which I know we already do, and I'm sure there are others that need to come in on board into this group, and for definite. But I think that, you know, to keep the strong focus and to keep all energies for the one goal, and the one goal being that redress, that end-to-end that is needed within this county to ensure that people have, oh my God, just that they just have a better perspective on the whole thing, that this is not dilly-dallied, that, you know, we can be sure that when we're rebuilding, that the blocks that we are building and rebuilding with are going to be 100%, that there are not going to be any failures, that the quarries are all tested, that everything is above board, that, you know, the department, who are working very closely with that committee at this moment in time, that they understand the fear and the tension and the upset that is caused, you know, by so many people that have been through the absolute mill and will be for another while. But when we can get up on our feet properly and get this thing streamlined properly, and we're going to see more and more and more families coming through and more bills going through to the department for turnaround, for to get these people paid, that's what's going to be very, very important going forward. And the other thing we have to remember too is that the staff that work in the local authority, that they too have the same issues. They also are recipients of defective blocks. And they're under as much pressure as the people are that are phoning in, that are very, very distressed with their issues. So, look, this is a huge issue, as we all know, and it's something that we all have to be very focused on and work forward into the future and make sure that this does never happen again.
Councillor Niamh Kennedy. Well, look, a here look of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District says there's a lot to be optimistic about heading into 2025. Councillor Jerry McMonagall also acknowledges that housing remains a key issue, particularly in the context of addressing the defective concrete crisis and delivering redress to affected homeowners. He says progress with various regeneration plans for Letterkenny and Milford are very positive, as are the funding streams that have been promised. He acknowledges one particular issue over the Christmas period in particular was the traffic in Letterkenny and its environs. However, Councillor McMonagall believes those pressures can be eased, particularly with an improved town bus service.
An effective and well-managed town bus service, one that has a number of routes that accommodates and fulfills all the needs of the people in the town, that gets them to the work early in the morning, that can collect them in the evening time and get people into shop. Into the town to shop and also get people in and out to socialise. So, I mean, we're at an advanced stage with that there as well, and that's a priority for us as going forward, is to deliver on an effective and proper bus service that covers the whole of the town. And we can see that playing a significant part in addressing the traffic problems in the town, particularly at peak times. We're a town that has grown immensely in the last 20 years. Its success, unfortunately, brings some of these issues and problems, and we have to keep working with the departments responsible, and particularly the Department of Transport, the TII, to deliver the bridges that are needed to get traffic across this town and out of the town centre and the main shopping areas, for allowing traffic to follow on through.
742 people are hospitalised with flu today. Pressure is increasing on acute hospitals in the post-Christmas period, according to the HSE. It had expected and planned for a surge in hospitalisations. A spokesperson says numbers so far are at the upper end of what they'd been predicting. It's hoped a recommendation on a Europe-wide right for cancer survivors' diagnoses to be forgotten could be published as quickly as next year. MEP Billy Kelleher has written to the European Commissioner for Financial Services to highlight his concerns that people who've been treated for cancer are being unfairly penalised when applying for loans, including mortgages and insurance cover. 9 EU countries have legislation governing the right to be forgotten, while others, including Ireland, operate a voluntary code of practice for the industry. Well, Billy Kelleher says the sector should forget a diagnosis after 5 years.
Unless it's legislated for codes of conduct, sometimes wither away over a period of time. And what we want to see now is it being uniform across all financial service providers, mortgage protection providers, and those that provide other financial services. That is across the entirety of Ireland. It should be across the entirety of the European Union.
Donegal County Council says the proposed new Buncrana Leisure Centre is on a reserve list of projects which may be funded under the Large Scale Sports Infrastructure Fund in the event that more money becomes available. Officials have been answering a number of questions from councillors Jack Murray and Fionnán Bradley. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Officials say the council submitted a detailed application in July of this year with a total project cost of just over €17 million. They say the department has confirmed that this remains a live application process, and Buncrana Leisure Centre is on the reserve list of projects. In answer to a specific question from Councillor Murray, they say the council has not received any detailed scoring for this application from the department. Also, in an answer to Councillor Murray, officials said the HEU submitted an application to the fund in 2019 for its new sports facility at Carnamugga, which was the number one ranked application in the county. Donegal County Council added the Buncrana Leisure Centre this year, and it has been given the next available priority ranking.
Sport with Oisin Kelly coming up very shortly. Also, 24 hours later than usual, we'll have Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore. That's coming up at around about 20 past five or so. But it's a Friday evening, which means an ish an nocht a leif ag Colm Ferriter.
Shamer Mahasa Colm Ferriter and Shalin the Prieve Skelty. Hannig feim le fora le ha djernahe, act na djanga ha offigule, an kedlas feed him in an og, in aile le shen spriktata raktul avilyaka shis. Imrohi an raktiokt chonachar war a karta djanga, major le rachis heave na runya janta na malav. Be postalaha chwig kolakti publi an ish le fragrut sa djanga, an a aitar eid, be margiokt janta ingelik, a wine na go ya djanga, agus be anyam naha kolakti publi ura ingelik a wine, agus cosan se hort do úsaid agus tafid crin anyam naha siolti agus tegel ingelik. Ta commission na man turish anyuha a yenever ran fhartiocht an phobol erona agus diarchi major la hawarthocht agus efocht na man gelige le bemer lai crealtori fwina hain cúram. Mar chodj da harvi a raktaliu a germehev agus uul am liana baliu lergas o hampla a vi onadia go nasiunta agus major le na tarhi ta bagna liacht an sampla a ta onadiach go nasiunta na vol comas mai acus in gelige ac ar wai lofa fios ac hirlis an comas sin. Ta TG Cahartarish fogar chi yna gomeisha da raktor cursa arasarokta mo jo da scolari na hedger bliana a mi anar agus fiara. Corhi fólam TG Cahar, Cog, nuach TG Cahar agus olscol na galiva an cursa practicul lei ar fáil i gara anad hartar an tír con jaisa hort da scolari na hedger bliana ola sa oil fwy na skilana a tada yi le vea da arasor. Ta cursa, tan cursa arihe ag Cog agus TG Cahar agus a cursar an cead cursa ar fáil an cead las fi de mianar an Sean Letcher Kennan. Agus carhair tús leis an trochadú scol ghevrigi dór inniu in gheltart an ír húsgar chan de gún an all, na himachtí go leor bártithe don mór eile coltarthe idir cardla na ranga, sesiún neamhormula agus ciol coramaha ag onad jifrila hart ar an farraiste. Sin ma hod se eile go léir, slán agus banachtí na féle díiv.
Gormagus Colum, Tón Sportic Chocht.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, stocking the ultimate running shoe to take you through winter. The ASICS Gel Cumulus 26 GTX. With waterproof Gore-Tex technology, these shoes will keep your feet dry and cushioned, mile after mile.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with cross-channel soccer. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says he's looking at ways to creatively deal with the absence of injured winger Bukayo Saka. England international is set for a spell on the sidelines, starting with tonight's Premier League match against Ipswich. Ahead of the game, the Arsenal boss was asked if he has enough depth in his squad to cope.
My focus, honestly, now is just about, okay, within the squad, the resources we have to be as competitive as we possibly can, and we have many, many options to do that. And it's something unbelievable. Is there available? The club is willing to do it. We'll have to consider it.
Well, a win for the Gunners would see them climb to second in the table, while Brighton seek their first win in five games when they host Brentford at the Amex Stadium tonight. Ange Postecoglou says he's not worried about his future as Tottenham manager and is determined to achieve something special with the club. The Australian is under increasing pressure with his team winning just one of their last six Premier League matches. Postecoglou is adamant that they can turn things around.
People obviously kind of look at my situation and probably think, well, geez, he needs to do something or else, you know, he's in trouble. But I don't think that way. It's not how I'm wired. I'm not sort of concerned about that.
In rugby, Munster will look to beat Leinster at home for the first time since the 2019 season tonight. Thomond Park has sold out for the clash of the interprovincial rivals, with Leinster currently top of the United Rugby Championship standings. Connacht and Ulster have both named their teams ahead of tomorrow's derby at the Dexcom Stadium. Ulster coach Richie Murphy has handed a first start to his son Jack at out half, while winger Rory Teffler also gets a start. And Santiago Cordero, Jack Carty and Caelan Blade will all come in to the Connacht starting team. On the darts front, Damon Heita has thrown the second nine darter of this year's PDC World Championships, but the Australian was beaten by Luke Woodhouse in the third round at Ali Pali. Derry's Darren Gurney is also out of the competition. He lost 4-3 at the hands of Johnny Clayton, while Stephen Bunting has just progressed to the last 16 with a 4-1 win over Masters Rasma. Defending champion Luke Humphreys faces Nick Kenny tonight. Germán Price takes on Joe Cullen, and Jermaine Wadamino goes up against Peter Wright. Finally, to racing. Solness has won the feature on day two of the Leopardstown Festival. With the details, here's Dave Keena.
Solness has captured the Grade 1 2-mile chase on Paddy Power Day for Joseph O'Brien and JJ Slevin. The winner, a 28-1 shot, pinched a healthy advantage before the halfway stage, and he never relinquished that, and he found plenty in the run-in to account for Gaelic Warrior by 3 3/4 of a length. Earlier, Sam Ewing partnered his second winner of the afternoon after he guided Romeo Coolio to a 1-2 for Gordon Elliott after he accounted for Blue Devassi in the Grade 1 2-mile novice hurdle. That was Grade 1 winner number 99 for Gordon Elliott. Juna Lapan sprang a huge surprise when the 151 shot won the beginner's chase for Ricky Doyle and Garoda Lachlan. And Percival Lagalwa landed the valuable Paddy Power chase. He came from a long way off the pace in the hands of Mark Walsh, but he picked off his rivals one by one and eventually ran out a 7-length winner of the valuable race for Gavin Cromwell and Mark Walsh. He accounted for Midnight Over Fred.
That's Dave Keena with the day two wrap from Leopardstown, and that's your sport for today. We will, of course, be back with more tomorrow afternoon. You can join us for a sports review of the year 2024 after the 3 o'clock news on Saturday. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Well, 24 hours later than usual, time for Farming News and Views. We say good evening to Chris Ashmore.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, first of all, the annual Poor Farmers Association is set to run its famous charity auction in Ardrah this evening, getting underway at 9 o'clock in Teig's Bar. It's raised over €500,000 since it began almost 20 years ago, and this year's Poor Farmers Auction will be live on MartEye, so bidding online can be done through the MartEye app. As always, a number of charities will benefit, this year being the Resource Centre in Ardrah, and in particular to raise funding for a sensory room, and also Cancer Care West and palliative care nurses. And when I checked last, there were more than 120 items up for auction, ranging from a breeding pair of purebred chickens to ewe lambs, bales of silage, fence posts, hampers, and much, much more. Donegal Investment Group has published its annual report and financial statements for the year ending August the 31st, 2024. The company is now exclusively a proprietary seed potato business consisting of Irish Potato Marketing Group Limited and its subsidiaries AJ Allen in Scotland, IPM Holland, IPM Kenya, IPM Portugal, and it has a minority shareholding in Utkal Seeds Limited in India. Group turnover increased by 11% to €33.1 million, delivering an operating profit of €1.9 million. In his statement, Chairman Geoffrey Vance said that the outlook for harvesting is much improved and the company will expect an improvement in volumes available for sale. Meanwhile, the board has confirmed its intention to return capital of €4.8 million to shareholders in January 2025, and that received shareholder approval at the recent AGM. And it remains board policy to review all strategic options to maximise shareholder value. Well, the Agri-Climate Rural Environment Scheme, or ACRES as it's commonly known, was launched by the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine back in autumn 2022. And the aim is to deliver significant long-term environmental improvements through two approaches, ACRES Cooperation and ACRES General. Well, the ACRES Cooperation approach is available to farmers in defined high-priority geographical areas who opt to undertake measures as well as bespoke farm and landscape actions. Well, to get an update on matters, I've been speaking with Donegal ACRES CP Programme Manager, Henry O'Donnell.
Our objective for 2025 is to engage as much as possible with farmers in the cooperation region in Donegal and ACRES, you know, to try and encourage them to draw down as much funding as possible
to do additional measures as part of their acres cooperation plan. And, you know, we're looking forward to introducing landscape actions first, which are sort of more complex actions, maybe involving more than one farmer at a time. We're hoping to launch that whole area of acres in sort of spring 2025. I suppose, unfortunately, up to now, there's been quite a bit of confusion of course during 2024, you know, as regarding payments and results-based scores. And we feel we need to be very proactive in 2025 to avoid any more confusion and let farmers see exactly how acres cooperation should work.
Yeah, I'm fair to say, I mean, there's been a few hiccups, as there is indeed with any new scheme, and the importance of communication and getting the right information out to people is absolutely key.
Yeah, and, you know, the principles behind ACRES are very, very sound, but, you know, we are aware that there's been a lot of confusion among the farming community as to how exactly it works, because it is quite complex, and, you know, we're going to do everything in our power to engage with farmers on an individual basis and in a group setting, you know, to make sure that they know exactly how it works and what opportunities are available to farmers for 2025, because there's still an awful lot of money there that farmers could draw down. The role of the ACRES Donegal CP team is primarily to engage with cooperation farmers and ACRES, to explain to them how it works, and to facilitate them to draw down more funds for doing more good environmental actions that benefits everybody. You know, we'll be working with farmers and with their advisors.
So, Henry, just give us a flavour of some of the possibilities for those involved in the year ahead.
Yeah, well, I suppose one of the very important areas in our CP region in Donegal would be related to water quality. You know, we have a lot of high-status water courses on farms in the CP area, and we'll be engaging with farmers there to do measures that can protect that quality and enhance and improve it as well. Things about management of water courses and fencing them off, alternative water supplies, generally encouraging good practice and actually financially incentivizing it as well. We also, we have a lot of commonage in Donegal, and you know, we want to engage with commonage farmers, you know, to look at their scores and see what can be done to improve that, to their payments. Typically, there's some areas there maybe you could describe as being undergrazed, and, you know, we'll be looking at introducing conservation grazing measures and paying farmers to carry out those actions to improve the vegetation structure and to increase farmer scores. So in Donegal, we're fortunate to have some of the endangered bird species like Thorncrake in very, very specific areas, and we'll be engaging with those farmers to pay them to additional measures to improve the habitat for the birds. Also, we have a few curlew, we have chough, you know, in very, very specific areas, so we'll be dealing with those farmers. You know, there's a long list of actions that we hope to engage with farmers everywhere in the CP zone.
And your own website is one of the quickest ways of finding out a little bit more?
Oh, yeah. Everything is on acresdonegal.ie. You know, all the relevant information and our contact details for our regional offices in Inishowen and Letterkenny and Donegal Town. And, you know, we want to hit the ground running in 2025.
And finally and briefly, Henry, the Inishowen Uplands European Innovation Partnership certainly was a programme that many people benefited from, and some of the things that you were involved in will be there for many years to come.
Yeah, we're very hopeful that we have left a legacy, you know, that we have encouraged good practice, and, you know, some of our measures have currently been adopted on a nationwide basis, with farmers getting support through their normal annual applications for some of the measures that we introduced. We think we maybe have changed some farmers' perceptions on, you know, what is good practice and what actually can be done, the type of land we farm in Donegal. farmers in its own have been very innovative, and we hope that that will be allowed to continue that in some shape or form in the years to come as well.
And if you were to pick out two or three of the biggest successes during the time of the whole Uplands project?
We have, you know, developed the whole idea of conservation grazing for farmers. And, you know, that, that has been adapted as a landscape action in acres. And, you know, I think we've started, you know, to take the fear out of farmers of reintroducing cattle back onto the uplands. Diverse swards, when we started off first, were you know, very much an unknown for farmers. Where now it's quite common for all so farmers all over the country to be reseeding with diverse swards instead of the usual perennial ryegrass monoculture. And, you know, that's very positive for environment and for farmers.
And that was Henry O'Donnell, Donegal Acres CP Programme Manager. Well, since the last programme, Sean McNamara has been re-elected as president of ICSA. He secured his position for another term after defeating fellow Westmeath man Dan Lynham. Finally, the Donegal Dazzlers Texel In Lamb sale takes place from this Saturday through till Monday, and the sale is running on Martyre through Harrison and Hetherington. Well, that's it for the last Farming News and Views slot on Highland Radio this year. May I extend my thanks to all who have contributed to the programme over the past year. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, Happy New Year and thanks for listening.
Weather forecast, not much change tonight. Overall, it'll be dry outside of patchy drizzle. Mist and fog in places too. Later on, some rain will move into northwestern areas. Lowest overnight temperature 6 to 9 degrees Celsius in light southerly breezes. Tomorrow morning, patchy outbreaks of rain can be expected gradually, sinking away into southwestwards during the early afternoon. Some sunny spells developing. Top temperatures on Saturday 10 or 11 degrees Celsius. Moderate southwest winds will veer northwesterly as clearer but colder weather comes in. The main stories: Gardaí have confirmed man in his 30s who'd been missing from his home in West Donegal since Monday has been located. We understand he was located in a county on the east coast. A husband and wife who died after a hit and run in Dublin have been named locally. Anthony Hogg was 40. Georgina Hogg Moore was 39. They were among four people struck by a car in Blanchardstown. A man in his 40s has been detained by Gardaí in relation to the incident. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council believes significant advances will be made in the provision of social housing in 2025, but Councillor Niamh Kennedy says the series of special meetings that began earlier this year is bringing a new focus, and that's important, but the priority must be addressing the defective blocks crisis comprehensively during the next 12 months. And the Mayor of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District says there's a lot to be optimistic about heading into 2025 in the area, particularly in terms of the various regeneration plans and funding streams which are coming online. Councillor Jerry McMonagall acknowledges that housing remains a key issue, particularly again in the context of the defective block crisis. He also says traffic pressures in Letterkenny can be eased, particularly with, he believes, an improved bus service. We're back with local news tomorrow morning. Katie is here with the first bulletin at 10 o'clock. There'll be regular national and international updates over the course of the evening. But for now, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 27th of December. The death has taken place of Veronica McShay, née O'Brien, Glasbally, Ballantra, reposing at her home from 6 o'clock this evening until rosary at 9, and again tomorrow from 12 until 2, and from 5, again until rosary at 9. Removal on Sunday to St Bridget's Church, Ballantra, for 1 o'clock funeral mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. How strictly private, please, to family and close friends on Sunday morning. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Mary's Meals, care of Jackie Curran Funeral Directors or any family member. The funeral mass will be live-streamed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Joe Logue, née Tracy, 62 Townsend Street, Strabane, formerly of Gallen Newton Stewart, reposing at her home from 7:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:15 for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 9:45. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Noreen Cutterson, Grahamsland, Castle Finn. Noreen's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30, going to St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Tom Manelli, Cool Cranford, formerly of Cross Malina County Mayo and Philadelphia, USA. Reposing at his home from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral Mass on Monday morning at 11 in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Cool, followed by burial in Milford Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Cancer Care West, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. The death has taken place of Anthony Doherty, Giblin, Rashini, Clonmany. Anthony's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 to 11, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11:30. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family, neighbours and close friends welcome. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Mary Jo O'Donnell, Mean Bannard, Burton Port. Mary Jo's remains are reposing in Midland's funeral home with rosary this evening at 8, followed by removal to her own home in Mean Bannard. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 10 with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. The death has taken place of Joseph William Joe Burkett, Corner Cash, Strade, Clonmany, reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in St Michael's Church Graveyard, Urris. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Carndonagh Community Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Bernard Doherty Briney, Clunsha, Clonmany. Remains reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 10 to 2, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 2:30, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Teresa Gallagher, née Langan, Massinus, Creasla. Her remains will repose at her residence until 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Michael's Church, Creasla, followed by burial in Doe Graveyard. The mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Patty Maguire, née Farrell, 65 St Coleman's Drive, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Bernard Rutherford, The Park, Ballylusky, Carndonagh, formerly of Ballybuffet and Convoy. Remains reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on Carndonagh Parish, Derry Diocese. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Unit at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. And the death has occurred of Lexi Ross, 133 Dunmore, Carrigans. Lexi will repose at his late home until 10 o'clock tonight, with family time, please, before the funeral. Funeral leaving his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to St Bathan's Church, St Johnson, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors, Oakfield, Ruffoe. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.